Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by the Vice President of the Knoxville Music Boosters, Annie Leonard, as she talks about all the music activities coming up in November. In November, starting off really early here in the second week of November, just got a bunch of stuff going on, and it continues all the way through the winter. First off, Annie, I guess, what's some of the things you got going on this week?
Well, this week we have the choral concert for the Knoxville High School, which is on Thursday, November 9th. And that concert begins at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30 at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. And so that is director and music teacher Jackie Duffy will be directing the concert choirs and the chamber choir. And so those kids have been working hard. They've got some wonderful choral music to share with us all.
So then next week, starting off the bat on Monday, another big event, getting ready for the spring musical.
Yes. So the spring musical, it has been announced this year. It's going to be High School Musical, and the auditions are going to be held this month. And auditions will be Monday the 13th and Tuesday the 14th from 3:30 to 6:30. And any high school students, whether they're involved in choir and band or not, are welcome to audition. Again, Jackie Duffy will be directing. And so we encourage anybody who's got a little bit of a bug to get up on stage. Spring musical is so much fun, and you'll be hearing more about it because we are going to need lots of help with costumes and sets. The kids on stage is just a little part of it. It sort of turns into this giant community art project. It's a really wonderful thing to be part of.
Now, later in the week, Living Windows in Knoxville. Tell us what the Knoxville Music Boosters are going to be doing during Living Windows.
Well, the Music Boosters ourselves, we're going to be appearing in a window, the Iowa Realty window on Main Street. And we are encouraging the middle school families to come out and help us with that, partly because the high school kids are going to be performing in Wells Fargo. They've been performing in Wells Fargo for many years now, so they're going to continue the tradition. The chamber choir and the jazz band will be performing there, taking turns throughout the evening. So in the Iowa Realty window, we're going to have some caroling going on, and we are also going to be working on doing some origami Christmas ornaments. So we invite you to stop by.
Now, that's all the middle school, high school music. You got some elementary school kids are going to be starting to get ready for some holiday singing, right?
Yes. Carla Bauer and Katie Spriggs work hard with our students, and Sarah Rodoloso at West. And they work hard with the kids, getting them ready for holiday concerts. They do them grade by grade, so they have a lot of kids to be getting ready. And those concerts are always so much fun. The little kids are absolutely darling in their holiday finery, singing all their holiday songs. It's a blast.
And now we have the Jimmy Webber, the second series of the Bravo Concert Series, coming up on Friday. Take us through what exactly music students here in Knoxville have to do with Jimmy Webber.
Well, we're very excited because Jimmy Webber, who is a country music star, has agreed to do a workshop with our Knoxville middle school students. And so they will be rehearsing God Bless America with Jimmy Webber, and then they will be performing it at the concert, which starts at 7 o'clock this coming Friday, November 10th.
Now, another event still at the end of the year, I know is your baby and something you love to talk about, is the variety show. Tickets and stuff are going to be available soon. Take us through that.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. The show is coming together. Don Flattery and I have been working so hard on getting this all going. So we've got our show put together. We have the food ready for the social hour. We're getting tables reserved and all that kind of thing. And we are going to be lining up volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, we're going to need a lot of strong backs and people to serve and people to usher and all those kinds of things for us. But we will have tickets going on sale a little bit later this month. Tickets are going to be available in two locations, at Iowa State Savings Bank, and also, if you can't make it during banking hours, at the Grand Theater. They've graciously agreed to sell tickets for us. And that variety show is coming up on December 30th. And so this is how the tickets are going to be priced. It's a little bit complicated. I don't don't expect you to remember this. It'll be on our posters, which will be coming out soon. But for just the show, it's general admission tickets. They'll be $15 for adults, $25 for a couple. Students will be $10 or two students for $15. And doors will open at 6:30 for the show only. But if you want to come and enjoy some culinary arts and mocktails made by local artists, we call that the social hour. So if you want to come to the social hour, tickets are $20 for adults, $35 for a couple, $15 for one student, and $25 for two students. And so we encourage everybody to come out and enjoy, get dressed up, and come out and celebrate the new year.
I know that you have all these things going on in Music Boosters. You're always taking volunteers. You're always asking for more parents, more people to come out and help. What do they got to do to be a part of it?
Well, tomorrow night we're having a meeting. We do the first Tuesday of every month at the high school band room at 6 o'clock. Come on by to a meeting. If you can't make it to a meeting, go ahead and just drop us an email at KnoxvilleMusicBoosters@gmail.com. And if you want more information, you can go to KnoxvilleMusicBoosters.org, and we try to have information there about how to get in touch with us and some of the projects that we work on throughout the year.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Vice President of the Knoxville Music Boosters, Annie Leonard, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knikrls.com.